with Marseille, and we used to St. Finn Baths. They were the two we used to do more than and St. Patrick's, and we did that show dates there for 25 years, let's say.
St. Patrick's?
That's gone over.
Was that...
that was in Cure.
That was Marymount after, was
that's
it?
Right, that's
it,
right.
It evolved into Marymount, did it?
That's right. That was above there, overlooking Wellington Road. Yeah.
Near St. Luke's?
Yeah, that's
right.
Right.
Yeah, got it, yeah. You recorded a lot of albums.
We did 12 CDs, you can call them LPs or CDs, yeah.
Any of them recorded in Cork, or were they all done in Andrew's studios? Or?
There was one done in Ballymoney, there was one done in Fermoy, the last one we did was in Yarl, but all the rest were done in Dublin. And God, they were expensive. It was £100 an hour. And there was no place to be a rehearsing team. You need to have your rehearsing done and be organised. But then we hold the record for the fastest LP recorded and mixed. 19 hours. Job done, gone, finished.
That wasn't Dublin, was it?
That was Dublin, yeah. That was Dublin.
The money dictated the speed there, did it?
It dictated to me, anyway. We were talking about a couple of £1,000, just a lot of money too. And there was one place, there was still a rig breakdown. It was rigged, and I cut him open one time. Big breakdown, big stop, and you're still paying me. Breakdown for an hour and a half. No, rather. But there was a power cut one time in one studio. And it was off for a long time. I went out anyway. I went up the street and I checked every house. And in every side of the studio, that power. But they had it rigged inside and they cut it off.
That studio will go unnamed.
But what it meant to me was that there was two more numbers to go.
Mm.
I had to get my band into the wagon, bring him home and go back up again to record the two tracks that we were short.
Did you take all the band for the recordings?
Oh, I did, yeah.
And did you do the whole thing live in one go, or were they tracked?
Well, you could get problems here and there with tracks. You could get a problem with the track then. If it didn't come right in the second room, you might as well walk away from it, because whatever it's in it, whether it's psychological or what it is worse you'd be getting instead of better. So we'd give it two goes, and if it didn't come the second go, we'd move on. We always had a spare track ready anyway, you know.
I must remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you're recording, I'd suggest any fella always do an extra track. Because when you go back to mix it, you say, geez, did we play that band in that number? But if you had the fact, then you'd use it.
And would you all play together, or would you play separately?
Together.
So it was literally a live situation in the studio.
Yeah. You'd be better off to play together if you want to get a spillover from my mic to your mic, etc. around. But we was doing, our engineer was Bill Summer-Villars. He was a great man. He was a jazz pianist. And he was an engineer, he was very good. That was above in Windmill Lane Studios. And God, he was very good.
Did he work for RTE?
I'd say he did. Nice man.
Mm.
A man that is here. I remember one day we were playing a number, Johnny Begelman. And next thing we were recording, and he said, "Hold it, lads. There's something wrong there with the harmonies." So there we were trying to work it out, and something happened like, and I walked in to Bill, and I didn't know he was a piano player at the time. I said, "Bill, I'm sorry, we're after holding you up." He said, "Don't worry, couldn't see, could I help you?" I said, "If you can, we'll be delighted." Hopefully he can go, bum, 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 is that it? I said, "That's it." Just like that. It wasn't the right mind to have inside listening to your playing.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Was it Ballyvourney, was that Toy Kelleher's studios?
Yeah, it was top class.